こんにちは、早川洋平です。今回はひまわりハウスを書いたハーモニー・ベッカーさんにお話を伺っています。全編英語となります。字幕の方で、ご覧になりたい方は、YouTube の方から、日本語が、字幕付きでご覧になれますので、そちらをチェックしてみてください。リンクも貼っておきます。それではお聞きください。
インタビュー。
So today we are thrilled to welcome Harmony Becker to the interview to discuss her first solo graphic novel, Himawari House. Thank you for coming today, Miss Harmony Becker. How would you like to be called? Harmony Becker or?
Harmony is fine.
Okay. So first of all, could you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay. I'm working professionally as a comic artist since 2019, but I've been doing comics since maybe 2016 or so. And my first book that I worked on professionally was They Called Us Enemy. I did the illustrations for George Takei's memoir. And I'm currently working on another book that has not been announced yet, so I can't talk about it yet. I live in Mexico City, and I really love dancing and learning languages.
I saw your profile. Maybe you were born in Cincinnati, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder what led you to Mexico City?
Well, I was kind of wanting to leave Ohio for a while. It's not really like a exciting place. Mm-hmm. And I had spent some time living outside of the US when I was like in my early 20s. And I wanted to kind of explore more of the world. So once I got a job that I could do remotely, I started traveling. I didn't travel so much. I think I just went to like a couple of, I went to California and then later to London and Spain. And then I ended up in Mexico City. And I've been here for 5 years now.
Honestly, I've never been to Mexico City. I can't imagine at all where there is. What's it like there?
It's very, I would describe it as a place where like sound is, how do I describe this? It's just like people use like, they can communicate like with sound a lot. Like I feel like there are some cities that are very quiet, but Mexico City, you always hear somebody like selling something on the street. There are these trucks that go around buying old appliances, and you hear them several times a day going by with a loudspeaker. People always whistle to get each other's attention. Like it's a very like active and like loud place. There's a lot of like greenery, and it's polluted, but there's also a lot of greenery. I think it's a place of a lot of maybe contradictions.
What time is it now?
10 o'clock. PM.
Oh, wow. Thank you for midnight. How is the weather today? How is the climate?
Today, one thing I still have a really hard time with is Celsius.
I mean, in Japan, it's very cold today in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. But it might be cell type image. Mexico is hotter place
it's
than
like,
Japan.
It doesn't get as cold as Tokyo. It's definitely the coldest it gets is like 50 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. 50 to 40 degrees Celsius. Today was probably like 70s, but it depends a lot on the sun. So if the sun is out, it's warm. Or if you're in the sun, then you're warm. But in the shade, it's quite cool.
Thank you. So let's start talking about Himawari House. Your first solo graphic novel, Himawari House, was published in 2021 by Fourth Second and received the Parker's Prize in 2022. Could you tell us a little bit about Himawari House?
So Himawari House is about three girls with international backgrounds, Nao, Haejeong, and Tina, and they are living together in a share house in Tokyo. And it's basically just kind of following them over the course of a year and everything that happens to them, their ups and downs and romances and failures and successes and lots of delicious food in between, and kind of navigating what it feels like to kind of belong to a culture and kind of looking for yourself in other parts of the world and finding a family and people who you're not related to.
So when it comes to delicious food, in this Himawari House, whenever I'm reading, I'm so hungry. especially description of Japanese food, it's so delicious. So about that, do you have any tips? Do you have key to success to describe so delicious food, especially Japanese? I wonder.
She's a very good cook, and she also has a, she's like Nikkeijin also.
Oh, really?
And she has very like descriptive vocabulary when she talks about food. So I think maybe I was a little bit inspired by her as well.
Thank you. So when it comes to Nikkeijin, Japanese, so related to that, I wonder why was Tokyo chosen as a setting, and does it relate to your identity or originality?
Not really. I don't know why I really... I think it just seemed like an easy place and, you know, big enough where it could be sort of like anywhere. But I've never lived in Tokyo before, so...
Never?
No. The longest time I spent in Japan was a couple of months, and I was in Hiratsuka in Kanagawa.
Wow, why Hiratsuka?
My boyfriend at the time was working there, so... We lived in Hiratsuka, and then for some reason, I don't know why, I think I just thought like Kanagawa is like not that big, so I decided to pick like a Japanese school, but it was like so far, it was in Aobadai.
Wow, Yokohama.
Yeah.
How long have you been living Japan?
Very short time. It was like 3 months.
Wow, only 3 months.
But my mother is from Hokkaido. I mean, she hasn't lived in Japan for like 30 years now, but that was her... originally from Shari.
It's unexpected. I misunderstood. You must live in Japan long year because Himari House Japanese atmosphere. So very real. I was so surprised. Okay, so why were these three characters chosen?
So it's partially like I have some experience also living in Korea. I lived longer in Korea than I did in Japan. I was there for a year and a half. But there were things that I wanted to talk about where I felt like it needed to be set in Japan, like especially the identity issues. And there were things that I had felt more in Japan than I had felt in Korea. But I think the Korean and Singaporean characters come mostly inspired from my time living in Korea. Both like the sort of character arc of Hye-jung and her parents, and also like Tina is based on some roommates that I had when I was living in Korea. There were a lot of Southeast Asians, and I just was really, I loved how friendly and like warm of people that they were. And I really wanted to put that feeling of just like warm friendliness into that character and into the book.
Can you tell me the process of creation a little? Did you write the story first, then the art? Did you create both simultaneously?
I made a very, very basic script that was maybe like 2 pages long. And it just said, what's going to happen in every chapter? Just one sentence. Like they will go to like omatsuri or something, and then the next chapter, like they're gonna go to the gogakuin, or like the next chapter, like that. And originally I actually had 30 chapters. Eventually I like combined some of them, I took some of them out. It started as a webcomic, and when I was doing that, I was sort of like writing the script and drawing the thumbnails, like the genbashi is the word, but like sketches at the same time. And then I got hired to work on a different book. And during that whole time, I wasn't working on Himawari House at all. But I learned how to work from a script. And I realized it's probably kind of easier to change things if you write it first and then go back and draw it afterwards. So after the 7th chapter or so, I switched to writing a script. And then after the script is finished, when I did the sketches. And
what was the aspect you were most particular about in this work?
Like, what was I most like? Could you, I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Simply, I wanted to know about. So what were tips you want to work hard about Himari House? For example, for me, I wonder, so I was so inspired by choosing Toripu language, mainly English text, but sometimes Japanese or Korean, I wonder.
That was very important for me, several languages in it, because I feel that translation is not the same thing as, like, Translation is approximation, like especially with between languages like Japanese, English, and Korean. I think between Japanese and Korean, it's easier because they have similar grammar structure and same like base in Chinese. But between English and Eastern languages, it's so different that when you translate, you don't get the same nuance and the meaning sometimes totally changes. And so sometimes when I would read manga that was translated from Japanese, I would think like, what are they actually saying here? Like, what was the original sentence? And I always like had that doubt in my mind, like, is this what they actually said? Or did they mean something else? Or sometimes, you know, when you watch the subtitles of a foreign movie, and you know, both of the languages, you realize like, oh, that's not what they said. And so for some reason, it was very important to me to have both of them written down. I think maybe just to for my own sake, maybe, so that like, it's not that there's like a lot of readers that have both languages and are able to like move back and forth between them easily. But I suppose it was just because it bothers me sometimes that the true meaning of like what people would actually be saying would be lost if it was translated into one language. But I wanted to have it there, like just so that, you know, the original meaning is still there, even if the reader doesn't understand it.
いつも、インタビューをご視聴いただいてありがとうございます。この度スタートしたメンバーシップでは、各界のトップランナーから戦争体験者に至るまで2000人以上にインタビューしてきた僕が、国内以外の取材、そして旅の中で、見つけた人生をアップデートするコンテンツをお届けしていきたいと思います。ここでしか聞けない特別インタビューや秘蔵トークにもアクセスしていただけます。随時これは面白い、これはいいんじゃないかというコンテンツも、アップデートしていきますので、そちらも含めてどうか今後の展開を楽しみにしていただけたらと思います。なお、いただいた、皆様からのメンバーシップのこの会費はですね、インタビューシリーズの制作費だったり、国内外のインタビューに伴う交通費、宿泊費、その他、取材の諸々の活動経費に使わせていただきたいと思っています。最後になぜ、僕が無料で、インタビューを配信し続けるのか少しだけお話しさせてください。この一番の理由はですね、僕自身が、人の話によって鬱や幾度の困難から救われてきたからです。そして何より、国内外のたくさんの視聴者の方からこれまで人生が変わりました、前に進む勇気をもらいました、救われましたという声をいただき続けてきたからに他なりません。この声は、世界が、コロナ禍に見舞われた2020年頃から、一層増えたように思います。これは本当に、ありがたいことです。ただ同時に、それだけ、心身ともに疲弊したり不安を抱えたりしている方が増えていることに他ならない、その裏返しであると僕は強く感じています。正直に言えば、各僕自身も15年以上前に起業して以来、最大のピンチと言っても過言ではない時期を、この数年送り続けてきました。でもこんな時だからこそ、守りに入ることなく、インスピレーションと学びにあふれるまだ見ぬインタビューを、送り続けることが、インタビュアーとしての、自分の使命なのではないかと強く感じています。世界がますます混迷を極め、先の見えない時代だからこそ、僕はインタビューの力を信じています。これまでのようにトップランナーや戦争体験者の方への取材はもちろん、今後は僕たちと同じ姿勢の人、普通の人の声に耳を傾けたり、ややもすると内向きになってしまう今こそ、海外でのインタビューに力を入れていきたいと思っています。そして彼らの一つ一つの声を音声や映像だけでなく、本としてもしっかりと残していきたい、そう考えています。そんな思いに共感してくださる方が、このメンバーシップの一員になってくださったら、これほど心強く、そして嬉しいことはありません。ぜひメンバーシップの方でも、皆様とお耳にかかれるのを楽しみにしています。以上、早川洋平でした。